Today, is Dr. Ross back there? Oh, there he is. Okay. Today, Dr. Ost, will be honoring the graduates during the announcements. And then the important part comes after church, which is the cake. At least that is for my kids. And I know it's Pentecost tomorrow, and I considered speaking on that, but I thought I would take the opportunity to tailor my sermonette more towards our graduates and young adults. Ironically, by starting out with a children's book. So, some of you may know the children's book series, What Should Danny Do? It's a, I don't know how many series they have, but it's a children's book by Gannett Levy and Adir Levy, or Levy, you could say Levy. I think that's a Jewish name. So if you've never read one, the books work in a really unusual way. At key moments in the story, Danny will, you know, face a choice, whether to be brave or to play it safe, whether to tell the truth or to take the easy way out, whether to help someone or to walk away. And every time the reader, which is me or my wife, or the child that we're reading to, gets to choose what Danny does next. And we like to let our kids choose what he does, and they usually make the good decision. So this particular book has 9 potential stories in it, so it's 9 potential directions a story can go. And you flip to different pages depending on the decision that you make. So, one choice or path could lead Danny towards growth, friendship, courage, and opportunity. And another choice, maybe a poor choice, it'll be you'll skip to maybe 10 pages forward, and that can lead to failure, regret, missed opportunities, and the like. So it's the same Danny, same potential, but different choices lead to a different future. And what's fascinating is that Danny doesn't have, you know, laser vision. He doesn't fly. He doesn't have magical powers, despite the fact that he wants to. But his greatest superpower is simply the power to choose. And he even wears a red and yellow cape that says P2C on the back, which stands for power to choose. So that's his superpower, and that's what we teach our kids. And that's what makes these books so powerful for kids, and honestly for adults too. Although I don't read this book when I'm alone, it's more of an activity I do with the kids. But life works the exact same way. There's very few moments in your future. Very few moments in your future will be determined by one gigantic, you know, giant dramatic decision. Instead, your life will largely be shaped by thousands of small choices. Who you spend time with, how you respond to failure. Sometimes a more difficult one is how you respond to success. Whether you show up when it's hard, whether you keep your word, whether you take the shortcut or you do the right thing. We are all stepping into our own choose your adventure story, not just the graduates, all of us. And the truth is, your future will not be written by your talent alone, your degree alone, your background alone, or even your opportunities alone. It will be written largely by your choices. And again, that's not just true for graduates, it's everyone in this room. So one of the most incredible things about God is that he created human beings with the ability to choose. So real love, whether it's marital love, brotherly love, real love requires choice. And real character requires choice. God does not force righteousness onto us. He invites us to choose it. In Deuteronomy, God says, "I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life." It sounds like a simple scripture, but there are all types of little and major decisions we can make throughout this life that is either going to choose a path towards life or death, like physical life and eternal life. And God gives us the dignity and responsibility of this choice. So again, I'm not only speaking to the graduates, because throughout our lives, we are all entering new phases of life, including myself. And some are still figuring things out. You know, honestly, most adults in this room are still figuring this out, myself included. But to the young adults specifically, in this season, you're entering a new stage of life. So more freedom, more independence, more responsibility, and of course, more choices. And with those choices come the most important thing I want you to hear today. Who you become matters more than what you become. Who you become matters more than what you become. And maybe some of the kids might not know what that means, but it means who you become as a son, as a father, a mother, a sister, a brother, who you become as a Christian, and the character you build matters more than if you become what you become. Maybe you become a firefighter, or a librarian, or a secretary, or a CPA, or a plumber, a doctor. Those are all good careers, but they don't matter as much as who you become. The world talks constantly about success, about money and status and fame and influence. If you're on social media, YouTube, Instagram, you know, one of the latest tricks is to, a lot of these guys are promoting their lifestyle. They'll show themselves with a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. It's usually rented for a photo shoot, but they're trying to project, you know, money and status and fame to collect followers. But behind the scenes, a lot of times it's not what it appears to be. But the point is, God's not concerned with those things. He's deeply concerned about our character and our calling, our spiritual calling. Because a person can become wealthy and still destroy their life. A person can become powerful and still be miserable. And a person can gain the world's recognition and quietly lose their integrity. And in this world, sometimes these collapses or breakdowns happen publicly for everyone to see. So as you move into adulthood, remember this. Your life is not built in one dramatic moment. It is built in 1,000 small ones, just like in the Danny book. By the way, has anyone heard of the Danny books? Okay, I got the Schallenbergers. Anyone else? Sierra, but you've read. Sierra's read ours. So in the Danny books, every small choice sends the story in a different direction. And real life works the same way. Right? What if I chose a different feast site and I didn't spend it with meet my wife? You know, how different would my life be? Most destinies are not formed in giant moments; they're formed page by page, choice by choice. Or, in every key moment, Danny faces, you could say, a fork in the road. I like the fork in the road because it gives me, I'm a visual person; it gives me a mental image. He faces a fork in the road, and so will you. Thousands of times, in big ways and small ways, in public and in private. You know, when you're tempted, at work, in the argument where you have to decide whether to apologize. Usually it's a good idea, especially if it's your wife. How you speak to people, whether you tell the truth, whether you can learn humility. These small decisions will shape your future more than any single achievement or accolade ever will. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So whether you realize it or not, people are watching you. And I don't just mean all the hundreds of surveillance cameras that catch us every day. I mean your friends, your future employers, your neighbors. And if you're 15 to 18, you know, maybe a future husband or wife is watching you that you end up marrying 10 years later. And as Christians, we represent something bigger than ourselves. On that note, my wife told me a story that I think she asked little Annalise, our 3-year-old daughter, who are you going to marry someday? And she said, "I don't know. I'll just have my daddy pick him out." And I laughed and I said, "Well, I may not pick out her husband, but I might tell her a few guys she can't marry. You know, I might hold veto power." But we represent Christ. And that doesn't mean perfection. You all make mistakes. We all do. But there's a difference between stumbling and choosing a lifestyle of carelessness. There's a difference between failure and deciding to walk comfortably into habitual sin. There's a massive difference there. The world tells young people to follow your heart, right? But Jeremiah, I think 17, warns us that the human heart can be deceived. It can be wicked. So we want to acknowledge that feelings are real, but they're not always reliable guides. God gave us emotions, but he also gave us the truth, wisdom, and his word, and the Holy Spirit to help us direct our choices. So I like Ecclesiastes because it gives a nice balance, right? Ecclesiastes reads, "And let your heart cheer or be joyful in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart." I'm not going to say necessarily follow your heart, but walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. So what that's saying in a sense is, yes, you can follow your heart in so long as it's inside of God's commandments and God's laws. Obviously, in marriage, you're going to follow your heart. You're not going to marry someone that you don't long for in your heart. So there are lots of examples where you can follow your heart. And I want to say clearly, like, God, he's not our enemy. He's not looking for ways to ruin your fun if you're a teenager or a young adult. He invented joy and creativity and humor, beauty, adventure. Just look at the animal kingdom. If you look around, the animals, some of them are playful and sometimes just hilarious. We've got two deer in our yard right now, just watching them for 3-4 days. It's very entertaining. But he's not against ambition, friendships, careers, travel, and building a meaningful life. So enjoy your youth. You know, have laugh and enjoy humor. Work hard. Build stuff. Like Elon Musk says, you know, someone's got to build the stuff, right? It's more, and if you don't build something in your career, maybe you build things, you know, as a hobby. It's more gratifying than just simply being a consumer. But create memories and explore the world. But remember that in doing so, choices have weight. Not because God's trying to ruin your life, but because actions have consequences. And some right choices require sacrifice in the short term. A lot of good choices require delayed gratification or sacrifice up front. You know, honesty, discipline, self-control, walking away from temptation, choosing integrity when compromise would be easier. But over time, those choices usually build peace, trust, stability, and spiritual strength. So sometimes you take a little short-term pain for a long-term gain. Bad choices often feel easier in the moment. Sometimes they even feel rewarding for a season. But over time, they tend to produce chaos, regret, and broken relationships and pain. And sometimes that lasts for generations. And that becomes more clear the older you get. So here's something else you'll learn quickly in this world. Reputation matters. Proverbs 22, verse 1 says, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches." A reputation is not built overnight. It's built decision by decision, page by page, just like the Danny book. Every time you choose honesty over convenience, or humility over pride, restraint over impulse, or forgiveness over bitterness, you're writing the kind of story people will someday associate, hopefully, with your name. So when people hear your name years from now, what will they think of? Hopefully, integrity and essentially a disciple of Christ. You know, we're growing up in a world still filled with outrage and division and confusion and constant pressure to compromise. But Romans 12:18 says, "If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men." And that doesn't mean abandoning the truth. It doesn't mean compromising your beliefs. But it does mean learning wisdom, humility, and self-control. Sometimes maturity or peace means swallowing your pride, holding your tongue, and walking away from an argument. And that's not weakness. That's strength under control. You don't need to have everything in your future figured out now. If you're graduating high school or college, no one really has everything figured out. But if you stay teachable, humble, if you keep God in the picture, if you learn to repent quickly when you're wrong, if you can become someone that people can depend on, if you genuinely love people, you'll be ahead of most in this world. And someday, years from now, people will not remember what car you drove or what clothes you wore or how much money you made, but they will remember your character. They'll remember how you treated people, and they'll remember how you treated them. They'll remember whether you shined a light in a dark world. So I would say to the graduates and the young adults in general, you're stepping into a new chapter of life. And just like the Danny books, your future will be shaped one choice at a time. Some choices will seem small. Some pages will feel ordinary, but over the years, those choices accumulate to become a story and write a book. A story of integrity, hopefully, or compromise. A story of humility or pride. A story of selfishness or love. And a story that either reflects Christ or slowly drifts away from him. So God's given you an incredible gift, a superpower. Just like little Danny's superpower, it's the power to choose. So choose wisely. Choose humility and integrity. And choose friends who pull you toward God, not away from him. Because, like I said before, who you become matters far more than what you become.